Zevo Life is the ultimate all-in-one nutritional formula. It's one of the very best superfoods available. Right now, you can save 30% off your Zevo Life order at tjriggins.com/deals using promo code TJ at checkout.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Well, good morning, team.
Good morning.
Hi. Look at you all.
What a beautiful day.
Bright, smiling faces. Oh, fills my heart. Just fills it.
Love that.
I was so excited to start the show today because I have a typical Jody moment to share, something that happened last night.
Love those.
Everybody knows that she's crazy. My wife's crazy. And I came in from my my show last night, and I was exhausted, obviously. And I walked straight back. She's already in the bed watching TV, and she goes to sleep about 5 minutes after I get home. I mean, she's out. Mm-hmm. So I walk in. I do the little thing I have to do to get my snore machine ready and set the bed on snore mode and, you know, the whole thing. You know, what all the kids are doing.
Yeah.
So I get up off the side of the bed from doing that, and I walk into the bathroom to brush my teeth and all of that stuff, and she yells from the bedroom, "Did you take a shower today?"
What?
I said, "Of course." I said, "Did you take a shower today?"
Yeah. She goes,
"Well, yeah." Why in the world would you think I didn't take a shower today? And by that time, she was already, you know, nodding off. I was like, "What? Am I 8?
Yeah. I mean, it's what I have to ask my kids. Did you shower today?
Was she implying that you stink?
No. No, I think she was probably because I didn't leave yesterday until I had to go to work because I did a podcast with some people from the Temple team. Kent Temple and his son KT do a podcast, and it was their 100th episode, and they wanted me to be their guest for the 100th episode. So I did that, and I had some conference calls, and then I was doing my research for the show last night, and I guess she thought I was just up here working all day and I never took a shower.
I
take a shower before this show every day, just like I always have.
Yeah.
Weird.
She's got to just keep tabs on it.
Well, you know.
Have you pottied today? Did you potty before we left?
Oh, my God. In her half awake, you know, sort of state where she's like nodding off and she's got to get one more, like, you know.
Well, and that's what I was wondering. Was she kind of asleep?
No, she falls asleep like Riggins does. Just awake, boom, asleep.
Okay.
Like that.
Okay.
But she was wanting me to say no.
Yeah.
So then she could say, "You're gross." That's what she was going for.
Man, I love her.
You're gross. Good night.
You're gross. See ya.
Gross. Do I have a habit of not bathing? Has that ever been a problem? No.
I don't think so. Not with you.
No. I was like, "What? Of course." Well, and I'm surprised she didn't follow that up with when. Same time I do every day. Go to sleep.
Good Lord. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Zevo Life is the ultimate all-in-one nutritional formula. It's one of the very best superfoods available. Right now, you can save 30% off your Zevo Life order at tjriggins.com/deals using promo code TJ at checkout.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Well, I have a super big day coming up today. First of all, I have a weigh-in at the fat doctor.
Ooh.
You know, Tuesday is my weigh-in day. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I've lost any weight this week because I've been off. It's not that I've eaten anything bad. It's that I haven't eaten on the regular schedule and all that I'm supposed to. I may have missed some meals, mm-hmm. you know, moving out of that studio and all. It's basically just like moving, you know, in a house. Mm-hmm. So I was just there all day, just going and getting it and getting it. But we'll see. No big deal.
But well, you look thin as a pin.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah. The big thing though, is I gotta wear grown-up clothes today because I have a one-on-one huddle with Miss Jackie.
Ooh.
Miss Jackie is the head of sales for the company that I work for with my other job. And I don't know if I was supposed to tell that we had a one-on-one. She calls it a huddle, but
oh, I was like huddle.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a casual meeting, I think.
Okay.
It is.
I like it.
I didn't know if I was supposed to say that or not, but last night I mentioned it to one of the underlings on my show, and he said, whoa, there must be money on the table.
Ooh.
Jackie's meeting with you.
Are you getting a raise?
Well, if I got a dollar, it would be a raise. Since I volunteered to do it. But I didn't tell him. You know, I asked to huddle with her. She didn't ask to huddle with me.
Sure.
Well, hey, the huddle's happening regardless of who initiated
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that huddle. I like that because it's not like a meeting. You don't have to get nervous. It's just a huddle.
Right. I think that's what we always have. We just didn't have a name for it because yeah. we don't ever have serious meetings.
No. And oh. me being in charge of HR, they were never serious meetings ever.
True. So where do you go to have a huddle? Just in her office?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm guessing. Right. I hope because it's her last appointment of the day. You know, so I can be at, you know, at the radio station close to my showtime, you know, so I'm not just wasting time with her.
Yeah.
But there is a little brewery next door and I hope she doesn't want to go to that because I can't drink beer and I like beer and that would be that'd be kind of awkward.
Yeah. yeah. Can you eat the yummy food there or no. just certain things? No. Yeah. Y'all shouldn't go there.
But look at this. I'm already acting like she's taking me on a date.
yeah.
Please don't go anywhere romantic this time.
yeah. Sorry, Jackie.
But hey, there's money on the table. That might just make it even better.
Yeah, but that's funny though. It gives you an idea of the perception of the people who don't, you know, go into meetings with the management and all that stuff. They're like, oh, that must be a big deal.
Yeah.
the young people, you know.
Yeah. Like, ooh.
Oh, she must be got money for you.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Jackie's all about money. She's the money lady.
That's ooh. A raise, a new time spot. I don't know what we get. We getting something out of this.
Like a gift certificate for 10 car washes. yeah. Something big like that.
Yeah.
Some kind of radio payment, you know?
Yeah.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. What is new radio? New radio is podcast. Listen to new shows every weekday, starting at 8 Eastern, 7 Central.
Dude, people who are doing podcasts, they know what's up.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
My name is Riggins, and I need to clear my name. My name has been dragged through the mud this week, and I don't appreciate it at all.
I know. It's just,
you know what this is. Well,
yeah, I figured it was coming.
Yeah, it's coming because I'm hot. I'm heated about it, and I don't appreciate it. What happened? First of all, I'm so tired of hearing about this show, The Hunting Wives. I got to tell you, if I get one more comment, hear one more thing about this Netflix show, I'm just going to go nuts. So long story short. Lindsay was talking about a show she had seen on Netflix during a commercial break last week, and I was only half listening. And then I think I heard TJ go, oh, I think Jody's watching that as well. Totally, I forgot about it until later in the day. I was looking for something to post on social media. I text Lindsay. I say, what's that show you're watching? She tells me The Hunting Wives or whatever. I post it up. I say, Jody and Lindsay love this show. Ladies, are you watching? tons of comments. Everybody's going, oh my, this is a crazy show. Either it's raunchy or I had to quit watching or I'm obsessed with it. You know, variety of responses. Mm-hmm. Well, Monday on the TJ and Jody's House podcast, Jody goes on to say, I'm not watching that show at all. He made that up. Lindsay's not watching it either. She only made it through episode one. I don't know where he would have gotten that from. Okay, I understand. It might have been a mistake. But then I hear TJ going, do you think sponsors are going to drop if they find out that you're watching this raunchy show? What are we talking about here? Yeah. What are we talking about?
I was just poking.
Well, can I? Are you? You done?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
I will say I'm going to backtrack.
Okay.
I, in turn, kept watching it. Obsessed. Obsessed. So I'm going to go ahead and say I apologize for saying I don't think I'm going to watch this. People are like, oh, it's raunchy. It is a little bit, but not nearly what people were making it be. Like,
okay.
And yeah. The premise, like, it's a murder mystery. So that's what I love about it.
Jody describes it as basically porn. And that's what she does. She doesn't want any part of it because it's basically porn. And I even said, well, it could have been the way it was described and all. I could see where Riggins would have mistaken it and said, think that you and Lindsay both were into it. But she said, did you know this about her mom, Lindsay? On the podcast, she said that her mom called her and said, Jody, we saw the thing on social media that you were loving this show and your dad and I tried to watch it. And that show is just crazy.
Yeah. 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 Now,
how could Jody like this show? It's so disgusting.
Yeah.
That was the word she used. She said it was disgusting. And secondly, I'm thinking, I know the other shows you watch. There's no way it's any more revolting or disgusting than anything else you watch. Give me a break.
You do see naked people during it. So I think for older adults, it's a little like my mom would be mortified, you know, but to me, it wasn't really that. And the show itself, like the story is so good. So I'm like, okay, now I'm addicted.
Well, Jody says it's disgusting. And one other thing I want to point out, she goes, you know, I don't know why he posted this thing and it wasn't true. Like, I'm not watching it. So then I reposted it on my own story. I was like, yes. Well, if it was a complete lie and you thought it was disgusting, why would you post it so that your mom sees it?
Yeah.
give me a break.
Yeah.
So yeah, she's going to get a spanking. So I'm not super happy with her.
At the I don't blame you. Not one bit.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Zevo Life is the ultimate all-in-one nutritional formula. It's one of the very best superfoods available. Right now, you can save 30% off your Zevo Life order at tjriggins.com/deals using promo code TJ at checkout.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Oh, man, I was about to tell y'all something. I forgot what it was. Oh.
I do that all the time.
Everybody's, back when I had hair, Lindsay, I knew I was getting older because when I would turn the water off in the shower, I would stop and go, wait, did I shampoo my hair? Yeah. Miss a step in here?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I had to check to see if it was squeaking. Because, you know, when I had hair and, you know, when you shampoo it, it squeaks. Mine didn't squeak very long after a shampooing because it would get oily just that fast.
Just quick, yeah.
So I had to check it. But anyway, I saw this thing that people are kind of saying it like it's a terrible twist in our culture about this AI and what all AI is doing. But this one kind of makes sense to me. It said funeral directors are encouraging the families of the deceased to use AI to write the obituaries.
Wow.
Why would you not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm. You know, because some people, you know, they're not good with the written word.
Grammar.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just going by all of the country obituaries that, you know, I saw when I was back home in Louisiana, or, you know.
Were they trashy or like dramatic?
No, just, it's very, very simple, you know what I mean? Very, you know, not, not eloquently written, no sparkle words used or anything. It's almost like a template.
Sure.
Survive by.
I can't think of a bigger, like, not a compliment. They're simple. It's simple. You're simple.
And we love that.
We love that, though. Simple. Yeah.
The simplicity is the brilliance.
Yeah. Simple people.
It's like that intern told me that time when he told me the name of his show that he had in broadcast school. And I kind of was taken aback by it. And he said, you don't understand the brilliance in its simplicity. Oh. I said, no, I understand that it doesn't make sense.
You're like, no, I get it. So funny.
Yeah, because he said the name of the show was Goof Offing. I said, and he was there to learn, right? Yeah. That's what interns are for. Look how much Riggins learned. Look at him now. Look.
Yeah. And one of the first things I learned is TJ's advice in radio matters. I follow it explicitly. It's right 100% of the time.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm not saying you're right about everything, but as far as radio goes, I would trust you explicitly. No doubt.
Or grammar, you know.
Yeah, and grammar as well. Yeah. But I remember TJ running into the room. He goes, you're not going to believe what he just told me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I guess you're right.
Yeah, you're right. I don't get the brilliance. Was I there then? Was it an intern that I would have known?
We called him, what did we call him? And he didn't like it. Like Clem, intern Clem or something
like that.
Oh, I don't know.
Something like that.
He was a really nice fella. He's a big fella and he wore John Deere hat all the time.
Oh.
You know, try to look country. Mm-hmm. But he didn't like when I called him a country nickname. I don't know what his deal
was. No, he didn't.
But anyway, I'm sure he's top of the charts today.
Sure.
Yes. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Zevo Life is the ultimate all-in-one nutritional formula. It's one of the very best superfoods available. Right now, you can save 30% off your Zevo Life order at tjriggins.com/deals using promo code TJ at checkout.
What is new radio? New radio is early access.
Access granted.
Prime and Prime Plus members get early access to TJ and Riggins. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
There's a police officer in Houston. I think she's a sheriff's deputy. And she's in a little bit of hot water because she made a TikTok in her patrol car the other day. And it had some vulgar rap music in the background. And she wasn't talking in the video. She just took the time to put up captions and the whole thing. And it said something along the lines of, because I didn't get blanked last night, everybody's getting a ticket today.
Oh.
You know, being funny.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, listen. She is... Well, what would you guess that she looks like? Just good or bad? Does she look good or bad?
Bad.
Good.
Very good. She looks very good.
Okay.
And I can imagine that she would think that it's a more of an opportunity professionally for her to do TikToks like that than to continue being a sheriff's deputy in Houston.
It's a little more lucrative.
Now, this is probably going to be taken the wrong way by a lot of people, but men cops do some stupid things. Some of the men cops do some of the stupidest things, but they usually don't get in trouble for making TikToks.
Right.
You know, that's a woman type thing of look at me, you know, I'm a star. Look, you know, I want all the attention, and the right kind of attention. You know, saying that I'm grouchy today because I didn't make the relations, so everybody's getting a ticket today.
But she could get fired for that.
She could, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but if a man did that, I mean,
yeah, he'd probably get fired too. But probably faster because people would say he really means it. You know how men are. He really means it. Mm-hmm. He's going to be arresting people for no reason. He's going to be giving people tickets. He's probably going to, brutalitize somebody.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah.
At least brutality. Cause he's all cranky.
But how trashy this girl.
I know, but you know, Lindsay, that's what we see so often. It's just like, people will do anything to go viral and get a shot at that fast money from the internet. They'll throw away, you know, all sense of morality and, you know, self-esteem, any of it. Just throw it away. And here she is, a trained officer of the law. A law woman is what she is.
Yeah.
And she's taking time to make TikToks in the patrol car.
Yeah. I just don't feel safe with her on our streets.
Mm-mm, no.
I just don't.
It's just that, you know, the art of professionalism seems to be gone in a lot of areas of our culture now.
Mm-hmm. With any job, I wouldn't do that, much less an officer of the law.
Right. You know? Wearing the uniform of the people.
Yeah.
You know, you're supposed to protect and serve, not protect, serve, and entertain.
Right.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Zevo Life is the ultimate all-in-one nutritional formula. It's one of the very best superfoods available. Right now, you can save 30% off your Zevo Life order at tjriggins.com/deals using promo code TJ at checkout.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So, Riggins, did you know anything about Jody being all up on Lindsay Look again tonight?
No, I just found out about it.
I didn't know that either. Because Lindsay does a thing every Wednesday night on our Facebook Live called Lindsay Look. Mm-hmm. Jody did it with her 1 week, and now that was supposed to be just like a special thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's another special thing happening very soon after the first special thing.
Yes. Back to back. Almost.
Now, is she trying to just like kind of muscle her way into what you're doing just to try to, you know, catch some limelight or something?
No.
Because if you don't want her in there for that, then, you know, just say.
I'll tell you what had happened. What had happened was I had been doing Lindsay Look for, I don't know, 2 months by myself. After Jody was on a couple weeks ago with me, it blew up. I mean, people were like, this is about whoever. We got like triple the views. And so, you know, me being the businesswoman that I am.
Oh, of course.
Avi. I'm so good at business. I contacted Jody and was like, listen, this is working. This is, you know, I'm acting like our business manager, Adam. I'm like, this is working. I need to make a spreadsheet for this. No, but anyway, I contacted her. I was like, hey, listen, let's be on a couple times because this is, people love us, you know, they love us together.
Yeah. And, you know, there is a real thing in entertainment called leave them wanting more, mm-hmm. you know. So sure. I don't know if y'all have considered that. It may be like, you know, when an impromptu party happens at mm-hmm. your house, you don't really plan it. It's just some people show up and then, hey, let's call them and, you know, bring some beer over. All right, we're going to get pizza. And it ends up being a really, really good time. And then you say the next week, hey, let's do that again. Let's start like every Friday night thing. And then the next week when they all come over and it's planned and it's not organic and all of that, it's not as good.
Right.
And so then you're kind of stuck going, oh, should we keep doing this or you know, whatever.
Right.
Not that I'm saying that's going to happen. I'm just saying that it is a possibility.
It is.
Know, try to recreate magic, then sometimes it doesn't quite work.
Right. And I see where you're going with this. And maybe, you know, I jumped the gun a little bit. But I, for one, am excited not to just like talk to myself the whole time, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe selfishly, it's me wanting, you know, some interaction with, you know, her. I don't know. Girls' night. I don't know. But so you don't think tonight we should do it?
No. I mean, it's too late now. I mean, it's already... Yeah. Already set up, but I hope, look, I'm not saying that I hope it isn't as big as it was last time. I'm saying I hope it is.
Yeah.
But there's only so much people, even women, can take of two women jabbering with each other.
We do love to jabber. We jabber. I mean, that's what we do.
I'm kidding. I'm sure it'll be fantastic. It's at 7 tonight.
7 tonight.
All right.
Yes. Tune in.
So there you go.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins.
Zevo Life is the ultimate all-in-one nutritional formula. It's one of the very best superfoods available. Right now, you can save 30% off your Zevo Life order at tjriggins.com/deals using promo code TJ at checkout.
What is new radio? New radio is early access.
Access granted.
Prime and Prime Plus members get early access to TJ and Riggins. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Martha Stewart is launching her own skincare line at the ripe old age of what, 83? 84? Something like that. So Martha Stewart decided she didn't have enough money. And she's like, I'm going to get into every aspect I can before I leave this great earth. And I'm going to launch a skincare line. So I don't know who wants that.
If she puts it on QVC or one of those like night or what do you call them? Home network, shopping net, whatever. I think she's got something there. Because the older people watch that. I know for a fact.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, there's no getting around the fact that, you know, she doesn't look her age, you know, she doesn't look 83 or however old she is. So evidently she's got a good skincare regimen.
Mm-hmm. Maybe when she was in prison, she had some time to like mull over what she was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
she's been out for a while though. Yeah.
I know. I just like to bring that up.
You just like bring up she was caged heat.
Yep. Yeah. And she didn't have any skincare in there, most likely, any good.
Mm.
So.
Yeah, maybe she'll have a hit with the skincare line out later this year. There is a drive-in movie theater that was established in 1955. They've got some bad news. They had to close down for the day because they say a turkey flew through one of their drive-in movie theater screens, created a huge hole in the screen, and unfortunately, the turkey did die. But they said, good news, Freakier Friday is out this Friday. Bad news is that a turkey ruined our screen. Good news is that we're having turkey nuggets on Friday for Freakier Friday.
But is that hole that we're looking at here, is that big enough to ruin the whole screen?
That's what I thought.
They said they were going to repair it. They didn't say replace it. So I don't know. I don't know what the process is for replacing a drive-in movie theater.
And also, is that the smallest turkey you've ever seen?
True. Yeah, it did look a little small. It's like the size of a bowling ball. It looked like this hole.
And, I do like the fact, though, and I haven't been to a drive-in movie since they've been doing this. I know they've been doing it for years, but where you dial into a radio frequency for the sound. Last time I was at a drive-in movie, it was the speaker hanging on the window, still, you know, made in the 50s. And the sound of it was just like, you know, listening to a bad phone connection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've always wondered, yeah, how good it was watching a movie in your car through the radio station.
Way better than having the speaker hanging on your window.
Yeah. I've never been.
And the mosquitoes obviously were so bad in Louisiana that having your window cracked even far enough to, and you couldn't, I guess you could have left your car running, but people didn't, you know, with the air conditioning and all that. It wasn't a pleasant experience. Louisiana drive-in movie.
It's not for me.
Doesn't sound that much like that much fun, but I know there's a nostalgia factor to it for sure. And then there's a zoo in Denmark that is asking its citizens to turn in their unwanted pets to feed their captive predators. So they're looking for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, small anything dogs. That you small dogs, small horses. Yeah, they need help. And they said, you know, it's all part of the natural food chain. So if you have an unwanted pet, bring it over to the zoo.
We'll feed it to our animals. What?
Well, it's their culture. It's the Danish culture.
Something. Is that right? I may never go there.
It's third world countries.
Yeah, exactly. We've got more.
It's the TJ and Regan Show.
Zevo Life is the ultimate all-in-one nutritional formula. It's one of the very best superfoods available. Right now, you can save 30% off your Zevo Life order at tjriggins.com/deals using promo code TJ at checkout.
Yes.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
There's a love story that has gone viral. You might have seen it. There's a guy named Jack Glomstead that just got married to his bride. They were both widowers. So their spouses passed away. His wife died, I think, in 2017. Hers died in 2015. They just got married in Tracyton, Washington. And I don't know anything about Tracyton. Do you? You just know it's in Washington. Yeah. You don't like it. Yeah, I get it. But they have like a really unique love story. So they were both widowers. So they're both active church members. So they found a grief counseling session through their church. And she walked up to him and she said, "Hey, I hear you counsel other widowers and sometimes you take them out to dinner. Well, what about me?" And he said, "Okay, let's go out." So anyway, that's how the love blossomed. And now they are married. Now, mind you, Jack is 100 years old and she's 87. Wow. So they find each other. He was married 70 years to his first wife, World War II veteran. And she was, obviously married for a long time as well, but he's 100. And his quote from the story was so great. He said, "I didn't know there could be so much love after 100.
Oh,
and that is just the most heartwarming thing ever, isn't it? I think it's so sweet.
Yeah. But he's saying that because he's got him a young woman.
Yeah. It's cradle robin.
Uh-huh.
I also think it's a little suspicious that word has gotten around to the other widowers that he's the guy that counsels all the female widowers and takes them out to dinner.
All right. So he's the widower. The women are the widows. And so he is, as a counselor, he's dating or has been in the past dating the widows. I mean, what a great counselor that is. Yeah. Imagine if divorce counselors did that. Couples therapists.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to take her on a date to really get the feel of what she's like as a person.
Like, it's okay because he's 100. Like, people are like, "Oh, that's so sweet." But no, it is kind of creepy when you think about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was her line. She said, he said, "She came to me and said, 'I hear you take widows out for dinner and counseling.' Well, I'm a widow. How about me?" So he's got like the perfect plan. I mean, on the surface, it's very sweet, but something about this seems like very well planned and thought out. He's like, "I'll become a counselor there and I can take out all the widows."
Yeah, I'm guessing he's not a professional, licensed mental health professional. He wouldn't be able to do that. I think maybe he's just somebody there at the place who is, who's good to talk to, like more of a sponsor than a counselor, you know, like in AA, you have a sponsor that you confide in and everything.
Maybe
he's
a companion. Yeah.
I don't know the rules of the AA sponsor, whether they can, date their, you know, the other AA members or not, the people they're sponsoring.
Well, you know how in movies you always see the AA instructor and the person in AA like hooking up, but I don't know. I think it's frowned upon.
Well, he describes himself as an eternal optimist. So maybe that also played a role in why he's got such a magnetism.
Oh, yeah. Well, and then, you know, you got to figure they're all liberal hippies. Free love and all of that, living in Washington. So that probably helps with the whole thing. You know, I'm not saying insultingly. I'm saying it's the personality trait. That's probably, you know, the way they are. More loving, open, and that sort of stuff. Yeah!
Let's go! This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Zevo Life is the ultimate all-in-one nutritional formula. It's one of the very best superfoods available. Right now, you can save 30% off your Zevo Life order at tjriggins.com/deals using promo code TJ at checkout.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Attention, attention. We are now under a Lindsay warning.
Perfect.
All right, here we go. North Yorkshire, England. Pest control workers are busy as they can be inside a home and all throughout the neighborhood, trying to rid the neighborhood of some vermin. And they have already killed one of the rats there. And the rat is the size of a small dog.
No. Is that real?
Over 21 inches long from nose to tail inside somebody's house. There's a picture of it here.
Okay. That's bigger than Teddy was. And Teddy was a good size.
And what kind of dog was Teddy?
A Maltipoo.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this is bigger than Teddy. I wish I would have sent you this picture so you could put it up, Riggins. But
give me 2 seconds.
Okay, sorry. I'm still not thinking about the new technology we have available to us, so you can show it to the people looking at the video.
And this is real.
Yeah, it's real.
I'm going to tell you right now, the second I hear about this, I'm on a plane, and I'm going to America. Period. If I haven't already.
I mean, how... 22 inches long. That's almost two feet, if I'm not mistaken.
2 feet.
Look, here you go. Boom.
No. Yeah. You are kidding.
Yeah. If there has ever been a day, you should go look up the video of the show on the YouTubes and all. Today is the day. So you can go see this.
Look at that tail. Look at that tail.
How many times have I said that?
God.
Look at there.
Yeah. I can't even look at the screen anymore.
And this is just one. They say that the whole little area is covered in rats.
No.
It's almost the size of a beaver. Like when I see that, I'm like, oh, that's a beaver, but it's got that rat tail. I mean, it's so big.
Yeah. And I want to say it's probably faster, you know, rats are quick. How scary.
I know my cousin Harold back in Louisiana would be jealous of that rat tail because that one's even better than his.
Oh my God.
His was iconic, but this is
if I could have growed one like that, I'd have been a superstar. Oh my
God. I had a crush on a little boy in kindergarten with a rat tail. I'll never forget. Anyway, that's disturbing.
I think that rat could eat a toddler.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah.
Especially an English toddler. Mm-hmm. You know, they seem, right. Like Oliver Twist.
With their dirty little faces and their one crutch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Zevo Life is the ultimate all-in-one nutritional formula. It's one of the very best superfoods available. Right now, you can save 30% off your Zevo Life order at tjriggins.com/deals using promo code TJ at checkout.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Reagan's, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
So, Riggins, I know you you enjoy making sport of my home state of Louisiana and some of the wacky ways by which the people live in Louisiana. But maybe you'll like this new law that they just passed. Okay. There's a new law that just went into effect in Louisiana that bans people from driving below the speed limit in the left lane on highways. And you could get cited for being just 1 mile per hour under.
Love it. Love it.
Drivers will face a $150 fine on their first offense of driving too slowly, $250 on the second, and $350 for the third. And at that point, you could also be facing jail time.
Ooh, good. Okay. Good. I think this is a great law. I think South Carolina did something similar. Mm-hmm. I love the idea. The left lane is for passing. Get over. That's unacceptable. I approve of it wholeheartedly. Good for you, Louisiana.
Now, a long time ago, they made it a law that you couldn't, be just driving slowly in the left lane and all that. But now they've added to it to say, all right, we're going to start. We've given you a little bit of time to get used to this. And so now we're going to start fining you and jailing you.
But 1 mile under, or I'm with you on that. I can't stand that. But I mean, is that too?
Well, if they're going to say below the speed limit is an offense, it's just like saying something above the speed limit is an offense. So if the speed limit is 45 and you're going 46, mm-hmm. technically they could pull you over and give you a ticket. Sure. So if the speed minimum is 65, then by law, 64 is illegal. Will they give people tickets and all that at 64 miles per hour? Probably not.
Yeah.
It just depends on whether or not the officer's having a bad day. if he ain't having a bad day, he probably ain't going to stop you for 1 mile under.
Right.
They've got bigger fish to fry in Louisiana. We got a garbage can fire down here. Somebody's cooking a turtle shell. I don't know what's going on. Hey, back up.
he's hunting nutria out of season.
Yeah,
exactly. They got a lot of crime problems in Louisiana. They got other things to worry about.
Sure.
Riggins, you should try to watch that show called Louisiana Outlaws. It's where they follow the game wardens around. Or Louisiana Law, maybe it's called. It started with a show in Texas that followed the Texas game wardens, and then they spread out and they said, hey, if you really want some dramatic TV, switch it over to Louisiana for a few episodes. So, yeah, you got everything from illegal oyster fishing to killing deer out of season to meth.
Dang.
Yeah, they can handle all of that stuff. The game warden can.
They got it all.
Yeah.
Is that the show that Jody loves?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Like any of those reality cop shows.
Yeah.
It's weird. Huh? And she loves to see when they act a fool.
Yeah.
When the people are really trashy.
Yes.
And then they have to get roughed up a little bit. She's like,
She's like, get them.
It's like she loves hockey fights in person.
Now that surprises me.
Mm. She's bloodthirsty.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. What is new radio? New radio is Yvette. We'll be live more and more throughout 2025.
It keeps me connected to all my friends.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
A woman in San Antonio, Texas is pretty upset. She went to the San Antonio Aquarium with her 6-year-old child. And apparently the 6-year-old got to pet an octopus. And she says the aquarium encourages that and welcome it. And the octopus almost came out of the tank because it had latched itself onto the 6-year-old's arm.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's getting more here. This is like an ongoing saga on TikTok. But the aquarium has posted their own video saying, yeah, octopus, they recognize people and they form bonds with people. And it was just being playful. But the kid's arm has these purple bruises all up and down it from the little suction cups on an octopus.
Yeah, the tentacles.
She said, I thought the octopus was going to eat my child. And the only way they were able to get the octopus off the kid, 3 employees had to come in with ice packs and they rubbed the ice packs on the octopus and that makes them let go or whatever.
Yeah.
But a scary scene.
Aren't you an expert on octopi, Riggins, from watching that documentary?
I know more.
Octopus.
My octopus teacher.
Yes.
Life changing. Do yourself a favor. I did learn a lot about octopus, octopi. Through that movie. But yeah, that's what the employees are saying, that, you know, they recognize people and they get excited just like people do. So they're saying the octopus was just excited, but the mom is saying like, that's not okay.
Well, and that's terrifying. It's a 6-year-old.
She says the 6-year-old thought it was the best experience of his life. Now he's got bruises up and down his arm. I mean, it's crazy, but
hickeys basically.
Yeah.
They look like hickeys.
That's what they are, because the suction brings the blood to the surface of the skin.
Yeah.
Right there. But it's kind of on the mom, too.
Yeah.
I had a 6-year-old and they said, pet the octopus. I go, hey, don't mess with that. Don't mess with that octopus.
Same.
Yeah.
That thing will suck hickeys all over you.
But when someone knowledgeable is like, yeah, it's, you know, we work here, we know this, go ahead. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is cool for a little kid to be like, oh, we can bet it. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's the size of the kid. This thing is massive. It's a little scary. I could see that.
Well, let me tell you what would have happened had my 6-year-old gone to pet the octopus as instructed by the people who work there. As soon as that octopus latched onto my kid's arm, that octopus is getting the crap beat out of it. I'm killing that octopus. I'm pulling a knife out of my pocket and I'm stabbing it and gutting it right there. There's no way I'm standing around waiting on somebody to go get ice to gently pull the octopus from around my kid's arm. No, that's a dead octopus.
I'm going to be
on the news. I'm telling you.
Yeah. And then you're going to be the bad guy. But you know what? Who cares? I do the same thing.
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. I mean, I can see the headlines. Louisiana man goes to petting zoo, kills the animals, stabs it to death.
I'd be taking my kid's arm and banging it against the pow, pow, to hit the banging that octopus against the side of the pool there.
Yeah. Holy. Oh my gosh. I should have known that was going to be your response. I'd stab it to death right there.
I would kill it. I mean, I really would. I'm not waiting on them to go get, let's get some ice and just kind of coax him off of. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This thing's got my kid. You're dead. Right. Dead octopus.
You're the octopus teacher now. Yeah. Where you're going to teach that octopus a lesson. Don't get on my kid. We've got more coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Zevo Life is the ultimate all-in-one nutritional formula. It's one of the very best superfoods available. Right now, you can save 30% off your Zevo Life order at tjriggins.com/deals using promo code TJ at checkout.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
You think you got stress, you got problems, you've got things weighing you down. Try being a vacation wife. Mm. Try being a vacation wife. It refers to a person, often a mom, who plans and manages every aspect of a family vacation. Responsibilities like booking the trip, packing, organizing the entertainment for the kids, prepping the home before you leave, and a lot more.
Such a mental load.
It's mental labor.
Yeah.
Is what they're describing it as. The role often goes unnoticed and can lead to stress and resentment for your spouse or significant other. a relationship therapist named Lee Noren said, vacation is absolutely part of emotional labor. It's like being a project leader, but without the paycheck. I don't know why you're laughing. This is deadly serious. It entails being responsible for remembering everyone's needs, planning according to them, and ensuring that the vacation is a good time for everybody. That's a relationship therapist saying that. Right. That's not me.
Yeah.
I can't relate because my husband books all this. He books everything, does everything for that part, but I pack everybody.
So it's a shared labor.
Yeah. I mean, is it stressful packing everyone sometimes? Because if I forget something, then, you know, it's obviously on me. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I don't think I'd go as far to say it's, I mean.
You don't pack Kyle, though, do you?
No.
Okay. Well, my wife was one of those, you know, she did all of it. Mm-hmm. She planned the vacation. She booked everything. She did all of that work and, you know, took care of what the kids needed and all of that. I loaded the car. Well, I carried the stuff out there. She told me how to put it into the car so it would all fit.
Yeah.
She's better at that.
Yeah.
But why is it that, and usually it's these therapists who are trying to get people in there for business, you know, why is it that everything that you imagine that a woman is doing goes unnoticed? You know, they always use that phrase, goes unnoticed, and you're not getting paid for it. How about you're getting paid for it because you're going on vacation with your family and you're going to have fun? How about that? Or how about the fact that it's not going unnoticed? I made sure that every time we went somewhere on vacation, the kids and I poured the appreciation on Jody for making it all happen and everything. And then she would say, okay, and then tell Dad, thanks for paying for it.
Right.
You know, for working so we could, not paying for it, but working so we could pay for going on a vacation. So it's just people who are constantly looking to be offended by something or put upon, because all they want to do is be a victim. Even somebody who's got the money to be able to book a lavish vacation and be able to make sure that all of the things are taken care of and you're going on a nice vacation, you still got to be a victim instead of looking at it as a blessing.
Right. Like, you get to go on vacation. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's the, you know, they'll sit around and listen to that and go, you know what? That therapist is right. I go unnoticed. Well, no, you don't. Therapist is just trying to get money. That's what the therapists are doing.
Well, that's true.
I'm giving you this for free.
Yeah.
More TJ and Reagan's coming up. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming literally everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Reagan Show. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Lindsay.
Yeah.
I am seeing more and more of these women on the social medias who got all into the sourdough baking, you know, the sourdough bread. And all. And Riggins was talking about it last week, where they're getting to where they don't like it as much anymore, but they feel like they have to do it.
Oh.
So they don't like baking the bread. But I was thinking, you never talk about cooking. I know you say that you do cook because Riggins just can't imagine that you do. So you have to prove it to him that you cook.
Right.
What is your favorite thing to cook? You don't like cooking, but what's your favorite thing to cook?
To be honest, I have always, always loved baking. Mm-hmm. So I bake like a lot. That's the number one problem I have is sweets, obviously, in my life. So my favorite thing is baking. But if you're asking me dinner wise, what is it?
Yeah.
I love a good meatloaf because I have a special recipe that I do. It's a secret, you know, not secret, yeah. But so I do that.
But that's a good one. You know, having your own meatloaf that you just love making, even when you don't like cooking.
But I do love baking. I'll bake it. Lemon bars, brownies, cookies, blueberry muffins, but I make those homemade. Not
I was going to ask from the box.
I make them homemade.
I love those from the box.
Yeah. My mom did teach me like how to more so how to bake growing up just because I love to bake. Mm-hmm. She'd try to teach me how to cook things. I'd be like, no, I don't care, you know, but yeah. I should have paid attention now.
With cooking, sometimes you got to wing it. Yeah. With baking, you can't wing it. You got to go by what it says.
And I like to eat sweets, so that's why I like to bake. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that's good, though. But I really, and I'm kind of with Riggins on this. I can't picture you just in the kitchen, just going at it with an apron that has stains on it. And, you know, all right, look out. Look, will you please get out of the kitchen? I'm trying to work in here.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff.
I'm kind of in between. I don't have like an apron. I do easy meals. Yeah. You know, my meatloaf takes about 4 ingredients and it's in and out, you know, mm-hmm. but I don't sit there and concoct a masterpiece like you do.
Yeah. I mean, Riggins is a good cook too. He'll throw some pastas together and all kinds of stuff, chicken and pasta dishes and things.
Yeah.
He's pretty good at it.
Yeah.
But the thing that he does that ruins his reputation of being a good cook is that he eats that box jambalaya that Saturdays out of a box.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good. And it's so good when you're drunk a little bit too.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you remember my dog Dutch?
Yeah.
He used to be able to make that.
He made that.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Zevo Life is the ultimate all-in-one nutritional formula. It's one of the very best superfoods available. Right now, you can save 30% off your Zevo Life order at tjriggins.com/deals using promo code TJ at checkout.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Brother Riggins, put yourself in a hypothetical here of back when you were a child.
Okay.
Let's say your family went to Disney World for vacation. It is you and your mom and dad and your two other brothers and possibly one of your dad's brothers and his family.
Okay.
Now, would it be more embarrassing for you if your mom got arrested by Disney security for stealing out of one of the gift shops, fighting with a woman that she said jumped in front of her in line, like fist fighting, or trying to bring meth into the park?
Oh.
The most embarrassing would be getting in a fight in the line. More so than the meth, because I feel like the meth would be a little quieter. You just get arrested. It wouldn't be like a big display, but when you fight in line, it's like a big to do, you know?
Mm-hmm. And you're still going to get arrested either way.
You know? And you run the risk of watching your mom get beat up in front of everybody. Like, I can't have that.
That's true.
Well, there's a woman from Kentucky that was at Disney World with her family. And you know how when you go through the security line every day and they look in your bags and all that, they saw some kind of a can in her bag, and they looked in it and it was a foreign substance, and they asked her what it was, and she said, "Oh, don't worry about that. That's medicine. It's Goody's headache powder." And the security guy was like, "Oh, I've seen and taken Goody's headache powder, and I don't remember it being in this, you know, form. I don't remember it looking like this." So they did a field test on it, and it was meth.
Oh, man.
She says she bought it at the hotel. They were staying off property, and she bought it from somebody there and then thought she had put it in her other bag, didn't know that she was taking it into the park. And so mama got put in jail for
Poor kids.
Mm-hmm. Poor kids. Poor everybody.
They're
like involved.
Excited to go in, and then there, there goes mom.
She was just gonna make sure it was the happiest place on earth.
Something.
She was like, "I paid so much for this. I'm not taking a chance that I'm not gonna be happy."
Yeah, it's gonna be a party.
Yeah, I'm gonna be tweaking on a roller coaster. Yeah.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
I love it. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming literally everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
France is trending today because people are just learning about the weird way French people name their dogs. Apparently, if you have a purebred dog in France, you have to name it by the letter assigned to the year. So every year, the letter changes and it goes in alphabetical order. So this year, I think it was W. So if it's a purebred dog, you have to name it with a W, like at the beginning of their name.
Like Winnie.
Exactly.
Winston. Exactly. I can go on.
Why?
They said it's partly to do with like French pride, and that's the way they originally did it, keeping track of purebred dogs in France. Mm-hmm. And they have an AKC, like, you know, they have their own version of the AKC. So if you buy your own purebred dog, you have to name it with this specific letter.
So that's the way they keep French pride.
That's what they said.
So if you buy like a mutt or whatever, you're fine. You just name him whatever.
Exactly. But a lot of the French people still adhere to the rule because there's something about being French and doing it this way that they seem to enjoy. So you don't have to, but a lot of them do.
Mm, interesting.
And apparently they also skip the unusual letters like K and Q, and Y and Z. So because they're too hard to name the dogs after.
K's not really, but I see the other ones.
Yeah. So people are learning about the French way of doing things today, and it's a little odd for people. There's a guy in St. Charles Parish, Louisiana. TJ, I'm not familiar with that. South Louisiana. Okay. He was just arrested for desecrating a bunch of gravestones.
Yeah.
Police discovered him. He's a 36-year-old man, discovered him in the middle of the night, kicking over headstones and defacing the cemetery itself. And he was arrested and charged with 6 counts of desecration of graves and criminal trespass, welcoming in spooky season, I'm assuming is what he was up to.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to commit a crime, why is that the crime? What do you have against the headstones? Why are you out there doing that? Yeah. And who wants to be, I'm telling you, Louisiana is spooky, especially South Louisiana. Why would you want to be out in a graveyard at night in South Louisiana? I have no idea.
Yeah.
Is this
anywhere?
Is that the behavior of a drunk person, or is that just what they do in South Louisiana? They like go into cemeteries.
No, I would guess that it's a person who's high on some sort of hallucinogen or something.
Okay. All right.
I love when
drunk Louisianians just like to sit on the porch and maybe sometimes jump into an impromptu dance.
Right. Okay. You know. So good luck to him on his legal journey. We've got more coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. What is new radio? New radio is podcast. Listen to new shows every weekday, starting at 8 Eastern, 7 Central.
Dude, people who are doing podcasts, they know what's up.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Zevo Life is the ultimate all-in-one nutritional formula. It's one of the very best superfoods available. Right now, you can save 30% off your Zevo Life order at tjriggins.com/deals using promo code TJ at checkout.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
It's kind of sad. Music festival season is kind of winding down. Lollapalooza just ended last weekend. I know. Lindsay, were you ever a concert or music festival person, like Coachella, Bonnaroo kind of girl?
No. Concerts, sure. Yeah. Growing up, but never a festival.
Festival to me implies you're camping somewhere. You're spending a lot of time outside. Whereas a concert, it's just sort of a singular event. Yeah. When I hear festival, I think big. You're in it for 3 days or more.
Yeah. And I'm not the camping type.
Right. And I think sweating.
Yes.
Sweating.
Gonna be sweating at a concert festival.
Exactly. I totally agree.
Like when we used to host that one in Birmingham, you remember we weren't camping, and people, I don't think were camping much there except the people that were working the concession trucks and stuff like that. But still, I mean, you're out there for 10 minutes fresh from the hotel shower you're getting sweaty and dirty.
Yeah.
It's true. It's true. They asked people on Reddit, people who have worked festivals and concerts, what's the weirdest thing they ever found after the festival ended? And the answers are so wild, but the top response came from somebody that said, we found poop in a sock. We found poop in pots and pans, like people that are camping. We found poop in a sleeping bag. We found poop everywhere you can imagine. What I'm saying is there, you find a lot of poop.
So I was going to say, did they find anything else?
It doesn't sound like it. That's the most shocking thing, but that never occurred to me. The amount of, you know, excrement that these mm-hmm. people have to deal with after a 3-4 day music festival.
So I picture just people being so drunk or whatever and not wanting to wait in the porta potty line. Yeah. They just do what it's so disgusting.
Yeah, they're trashy.
Trashy.
Mm-hmm.
It's too long of a walk. And how do you poop in a sock? That's very interesting.
I didn't think about them pooping into the sock. I picture them using it like a dog poop bag. You know, okay. But I'm hoping it is like what you're saying.
Because I'm trying to picture how that would go down.
Yeah, that'd be pretty difficult.
Yeah.
It would be pretty difficult. But some of the other responses were a fake leg filled up with mini liquor bottles, needles, like all kinds of drug paraphernalia and stuff like that. But the poop is really what comes up more
times. Someone left their fake leg there. I mean, I don't want to laugh, but like they left it there.
Yeah. I mean, what are you leaving going? I feel like I'm forgetting something. Yeah. As you're hopping to the car.
I think so.
I mean, yeah. All right, let's go.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Zevo Life is the ultimate all-in-one nutritional formula. It's one of the very best superfoods available. Right now, you can save 30% off your Zevo Life order at tjriggins.com/deals using promo code TJ at checkout.